ThomasOfGod.net.
Hello, Brother Thomas.
Hey, Sister Mary.
Brother Thomas, is there any way that keeping the law can make man right with God?
Let me ask you this question. Something to think about. Let me give you something to think about. If you had two rags, one rag represents the law of God. The other rag represents sin or that disobedient behavior. Now, if you have two rags, one of them is clean, and yet the other one on the left-hand side is dirty and is spotted with oil on it, what does the clean rag do when you put it side by side next to the dirty one? The clean rag shows you how dirty the dirty rag is. Now, can the clean rag make the dirty rag clean? The answer to that is absolutely not. For the clean rag is already clean. You say, well, I can put the clean rag on top of the dirty oily rag. Okay, you can do that, but they're still two separate objects. Underneath that clean rag still lies a dirty rag. The rag is still dirty. So it's saying the same thing. Can the law of God make man clean? If you were to try to, some way or another, can the Ten Commandments make you clean and make you right with God? And of course, the answer to that is no. Not if you try to keep it, but if you keep the Ten Commandments, is there some way that that will cleanse you and make you right with God? Of course, the answer to that, again, I repeat, is no. It's just like the clean rag. The clean rag cannot make the dirty, oily rag clean. In fact, what it does, put them side by side, it only manifests and shows clearly how dirty the dirty rag actually is. Now, the Ten Commandments are the law of, or the Ten Commandments actually is not the law of God. The Ten Commandments are 10 violations of God's law. Because notice what it says. It says, do not steal. It says, do not kill. Do not commit adultery. Do not bear false witness against thy neighbor. And do not covet, or do not be found wanting for that for which does not belong to you. These are violations. The Ten Commandments are telling you 10 ways that God does not want you to violate his law. But the Ten Commandments is not the law of God. You say, well, what is the law of God? The law of God is love. Love is the law of God. We can find that in Romans 13, 9 and 10. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Love will not break any of the Ten Commands. Once again, the Ten Commands are 10 violations to the law of God, and the law of God is love. You say, well, what is love? Well, that can be found in Galatians 5:23, where it says the fruit of the Spirit is love, and then it identifies what love is. But love is that love behavior known as gentleness, kindness, forgiving, patience, long-suffering, understanding, giving, trusting, and humility. Now, the sinful behavior, which is the opposite, which is disobedient, or not obedient to the love behavior, is selfishness, hate, anger, bitterness, jealousy, fear, wanting, fighting, drunkenness, disobedient to authority, not forgiving, adultery, fornication, gossip, backbiting, slander, murder, theft, violence, cursing, and of course, even more. If you were to write both these lists and put them side by side, you would have to ask yourself, which one are you? Well, at times you're gentle. At times you're forgiving. At times you're long-suffering. At times you're understanding. At times you're humble. But then when you look at the other list, you'd have to say, well, I am selfish. And I have been hateful and angry at others. I've been bitter. I've been filled full of jealousy before. And I have fought and fought with others. I have drank. I am disobedient to authority. There's been those I haven't forgiven. Adultery, fornication, I've looked with my eyes and wished in my heart to be with that person in a physical way, whether you do outwardly or in the mind. Gossip, yes. Backbiting, yes. Slander, yes. Theft in the heart. Murder in the heart. Have I been violent? Yes. Have I ever cursed? Yes. You see, God's requirement to miss hell, which is what the subject has been about, is that you got to be 100% gentle. You got to be 100% kind. You got to be 100% forgiving and patient and long-suffering and understanding and giving and trusting and humble. But you see, we're both of these. We're not 100% gentle, kind, and forgiving. But we have both goodness and we have sin or wickedness in us too. You see, the list of selfishness, hate, bitterness, jealousy, adultery, gossip, slander, theft, cursing, drunkenness, disobedient to authority, that's the oil. That's the oil. And gentleness and kindness and forgiving and patience, that's the part of the rag that doesn't have oil on it. Because a rag that is dirty, it has dirt on it, but there's places that are clean too. But remember, our goodness has to be 100%. I mean, you can't be both clean and dirty. You're going to be clean or you're going to be dirty. And the gentleness, kindness, that's the clean part. But adultery, fornication, drunkenness, hateful, that's the oily part of our lives. And so what the law does, the law, when you put the law of God, which is gentleness, kindness, and you put it right next to the other list, it reveals something about our character and our nature. It reveals and comes to the surface, brings to the surface to our attention that we are selfish and that we do hate and that we are angry and that we are bitter and that we are filled with jealousy and that we're not 100% loving towards anybody or anything. At one moment, we're loving. The next moment, we're violent towards that same person. So you see, the law of God reveals to us and reveals to man that he's not perfect and that he has something in him that ruins his life and that separates him from God. And that sin, this sin behavior. I can hear you now, you say, well, I'm going to start being gentle and I'm going to try and be forgiving all the time and be patient all the time, long-suffering, I'm going to try to be understanding, I'm going to try to be trusting and humble. Well, you can try, but you won't make it because there's no way that you can be all those things 100%. I guarantee you, you will lose your temper and you will be unkind and ungentle. You'll become bitter or you'll be selfish. So see, even if you say, well, I'm going to try and keep the God's law, which is love, you'll only find out that you can't do it. So you see, even trying to keep love by being what love is, it'll only show you that you're the opposite of what love is. Even if you were to try to keep and be gentle and kind, forgiving all the time, patient, long-suffering, it will only expose and show you that you can't, and that it will bring to the surface selfishness and hate and anger and bitterness and drunkenness and gossip and slander and theft. You see, trying to keep or be obedient to the law of love by being all those things. It's just like taking a red rag and trying to put it and putting it over the dirty rag. All it does is expose how bad and how dirty the rag really is. You can't. You can't put on something that you're not. The clean rag can never be part of the dirty rag. The dirty rag has to be cleaned. Look at Romans 3:20. It says, therefore, by the works of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. His is referring to God. Justified, when you run upon that in Scripture, it means to be made right. And that's saying here that by the law, nobody can be made right with God. You see, as long as you stay in the presence of the law, then you'll only be condemned by the law. You can try to live gentle, kind, goodness, and patient and understanding, but the only thing it will do is condemn you and show you that you can't be those things. Therefore, by trying to go to heaven, or by trying to miss hell and enter into heaven, by trying to be gentle, patient, understanding, by keeping the real law of God, you can't do it. You can't get to heaven that way. Somehow or another, mankind has got to get rid of the oil or the dirt in his life, which is the list of selfishness, hate, anger, drunkenness, disobedient to authority, bitterness, jealousy, fear, wanting, theft, slander, murder, cursing, and more. That other list. That's the dirt in our life. That's the thing that keeps man separated from God. That's the thing that's going to send men to hell. And somehow or another, you know, we got to get rid of it. But so far, we have seen by our own strength. There's no way that we, by our own strength and by our own efforts, it doesn't seem to be any way that we can. Now, there is only one way. One way. And, of course, you know that it's through Jesus Christ. Only through Christ can our sins be washed away. And if you don't know Jesus Christ today or tonight, and you're trying through effort or trying to be religious or trying to keep the law, you don't stand a chance. If you're trying to be good and gentle, it'll only reveal how wicked and sinful you really are. And it'll keep coming up in your face, coming up in your face. And the only way that we can get rid of the oil is through Jesus Christ. So can the law of God make us right with God? No. It does its job. It shows us what's wrong with man, or what's wrong with us. Does that answer your question, Sister Mary?
Yes, Brother Thomas, thank you. If you would like a tape or CD of today's lesson, please write to promiseofgod.net, 545 Big Leaf Road, San Antonio, Texas, 78264. Or email us at t_sal@sbcglobal.net. Or you may call area code 210-626-1416 with your request for any of the broadcast lessons or questions or comments. See you next time at thepromiseofgod.net.